So I'm, like I said, I'm going to read some and as much as I can. So I want you to listen closely how the Lord going to connect this to, for your enlightenment, to be encouraged to pray. You gotta just stay in it till you get past that. You understand what I'm saying? And some of you have made it. You bold to pray now. But some of us, we still having a problem. And I'm not saying that to beat you up. I'm saying that to encourage you. If I can do it, anybody can do it. If God will do it for me, he'll do it for anybody. I'm going to tell you like Paul. Paul said, I will the worst. I don't know, but I'm pretty bad. And if he'll do it for me, he'll do it for anybody that'll believe him, that'll trust him. Amen. So have you found 1 Timothy 2:1 yet? Have you found it? Say amen. All right. Listen what Paul said here in writing this letter to Timothy. Well, I just use my books since I'll be reading out of this. He said, I exhort therefore, first of all, what? Supplication. Can we put that up if we can? Fine. If 1 Timothy, I like to see it on the screen. That'll help us. It said, 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore, first of all, what? Supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be to what? Be made for who? God's will is that we pray for all men. Whether they like us, whether they hate us, whether we agree with them, whether we don't agree with them, whether they recognize us or don't think we matter any, what we count for anything, we are under command to pray for all men. This is what the head of the church said. Excuse me. I exhort therefore, first of all, supplication, prayers. Notice what he put in there, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving the thanks. We have to thank God for all men. We have to thank God, pray, worship, thank God, pray, worship God, thank him for our president. Pray for him. Pray for our leaders. Pray for all men. Pray for men of all nations, language, wherever they are, we are to pray for them. Because if, I don't know what that up here, but anyway, if the light of the gospel never shines to them, they'll never get saved. And it is God's will that all men be saved. I don't care how crooked they are, how bad they are, how dark their skin, how light their skin, how heavy they may be, how, you know, or how skinny, or how tall, or whatever. It's his will that all men be saved. Mankind in the creation, when God created Adam, mankind was not created for destruction. I'm going to say it again. Did y'all hear what I said? God, can you find anywhere in Scripture, anywhere that ever God ever indicate in his word, have you ever seen it, that God planned to destroy himself or to do himself harm or do himself wrong? Can you find it? Well, we are one with him. That's why. It's not in the mind, heart of God. It's nowhere in the will of God. But when judgment comes and you over on the side of judgment, you have to, and what you've done, God is just. He has to make sure you get what you paid for. You understand what I mean by that? It would be wrong, wouldn't it be wrong, for me to plant corn seed and I go out there and there's cotton? It just don't. And so once we understand that God is not unfair, is he making sure that you get what you deserve. So we chose who? God. We chose to believe him. We chose to obey him. We chose to yield to him. We made him Lord. We say, you're Lord. Either God is Lord or something else is Lord. It'll tell you that, but Satan likes to do the underhand stuff. Till he gets you really hooked, then he'll show his face real big. Once he gains control, he'll slip his hand around, do everything until he get that range in his hand or get the wheel in his hand, then he sure enough will show out. But as long as you holding the wheel, he'll keep easing around till you ought to do this and you ought to do that.